Some people do believe it is a supercar. Some people think it's absolutely not a supercar. So let's find out. So why did I rent this BMW i8 on Turo? Well, one, I want to determine, is it truly a supercar? Because some people do believe it is a supercar. Some people think it's absolutely not a supercar. And the second reason is I've got a crypto course coming up. So, you know, doors up, taking pictures and videos in front of it, making it seem like I'm successful. That's exactly what this car is for.
And no, I don't have a crypto course.
We're gonna get this thing going. I've got my buddy Thomas from Dadhood helping me out today, but we are about to head up to the canyons and check out this i8 and see, is it a supercar? I'll be honest with you, it's actually pretty cool to be driving around in this BMW i8, which has a orange wrap. It's kind of a burnt orange with black center stripe. I actually kind of like the look of it, but it's cool to be driving around with my R8 right behind me and being able to see that in the mirror while I'm driving what is arguably a very cool car. Is it a supercar though? We'll get to that. Okay, first thing, let's talk about why this is a supercar. It has the doors, really, it is. But this thing is a 2019, so it has the most horsepower, only offering them, what, 18 more horsepower than the previous model year. It does have a supercar look for sure, especially with those flying buttress doors that go up. It is definitely a showpiece for sure. But you can't put it all on the doors because look at the AutoZam AZ1 or the Toyota Sara. Those have the gull wing doors and definitely are not supercars, even though they are also mid-engined. But let's talk about the things that don't make it a supercar. It does have a 3-cylinder turbocharged motor. Yes, the Koenigsegg Gamera has a 3-cylinder, but that is a completely different beast than what's under the hood of this thing. So yes, it does get knocked for the fact that it really doesn't have a big motor. And yes, it is combined with an electric motor as well to help pick up the speed, but it still only makes, even with this one being the last year and having more power, makes what, 369 horsepower? That's honestly not a lot. And outside of the doors, and getting in and out of it, which definitely has a supercar feel, it really doesn't feel like a supercar. It doesn't sound like a supercar. They pipe noise into the cabin, give it a sportier feel. But I liken that to the new Dodge Charger EV, where they have a exhaust noise that is basically just played through a speaker. It's just not right. And it is quite compromised in many different areas, which I talked about in my Audi R8 video, where we kind of dove in more to what is a supercar. But on the coupe version, where you actually have 4 seats, it's not as compromised as you might think. And man, is this smooth to drive. I'm sitting here getting 35, 40 miles per gallon in a really quiet and comfortable ride. Like, that shouldn't knock a supercar out of contention, but kind of it does. It loses some of the thrill and the hype and the excitement by being so comfortable. Sounds absurd, I know. But I'm headed up to the canyons right now to give it a proper go and really see what it's like on the curvy roads where a supercar really shines. All right, so I've got Thomas from Dadhood here with me. We're gonna check out this i8. He's a big i8 fan, so his opinion might be biased. I'm an R8 fan, my opinion might be biased. So I think together we can come up with a pretty good determination. Is this actually a supercar? All right, so the one thing that we definitely need to do is see how fast this goes. Here we go. Not bad.
It's not bad.
Honestly though, on paper, this thing should be a lot faster than my R8. And after that, I don't know.
I don't know.
Got Thomas over there in the i8 and I'm in my R8 and we're gonna see just how well this goes. 3, 2, 1, go. We were going uphill. We are high up in the mountains. I'm gonna make all the excuses because I can. It's my channel. I'll make the excuses.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special news flash.
This is not how I intended to keep talking about this video. However, I managed to lose a GoPro with some footage. and had another GoPro that was run over and some of the footage was damaged. So here we are in my garage. I just went over all the footage and realized I need to get to the bottom of this. I honestly was surprised at the result. I did not expect this. I was expecting this to be like 9/10 of a supercar, and I've driven an i8 before, but it's been a long time. Honestly, I've been underwhelmed.
Say what?
This is a very cool car, don't get me wrong. I love the BMW i8, but it basically loses all of its practicality just for the sake of losing practicality. I honestly think this would have been a better car if it had normal doors, if it had a normal size trunk. Then it wouldn't be the halo car, I understand that. But it's not powerful enough or sporty enough to be a halo car. And I do realize in the drag race, the R8 did lose when I just determined it was a supercar. But this just doesn't give you the same visceral feeling. I was totally surprised at the way it handled. It had more body roll than I was expecting. And it was down on grip. I will attribute some of that to the tires. But it didn't seem like the chassis was up to the task the same way the R8 was. And I drove the same road back to back with the i8 and the R8, and the R8 just felt so much more secure and firm and planted. So I'm gonna say no, the BMW i8 is not a supercar. But overall, the vehicle just doesn't give you that fizzy feeling, that feeling of driving a supercar. It feels soft, it feels tame, it feels pedestrian until you try and get out of it, and then you just feel like you're old. At least I do. So honestly, I was surprised. I expected this to be more of a supercar than it actually ended up being.